صباح الخير. عناوين اليوم: أكبر عملية احتيال في تاريخ العملات المشفرة، وارتفاع في عدد مشتركي ديزني بلس، وارتفاع أيضا في إيرادات Airbnb رغم الجائحة. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم صباحكم مع سماشي، معي أنا هلا بسام، ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي. والله أنا شخصياً كثير اشتقت للاستوديو وللتيم ولكل حدا يعني هون، واشتقت لكم كمان أنتو. كيفنا علي؟
الحمد لله، بس لازم أعطيهم صباح الخير يا جماعة الخير.
لكن كيف الاستعدادات للأسبوع الجديد؟
في طاقة إيجابية،
في طاقة عالية جداً،
لأن وصلنا موسم الثاني لسماشي جيمينج.
الله
وهلا رجعت.
شكراً، منيح اللي قاله يعني. للناس اللي ما بتعرف، في عنا برنامج اسمه سماشي جيمينج على ديسكوفر سناب شات، فيكن تتابعوه هنيك. كل يوم جمعة بينزل حلقة جديدة، والآن نحن بالموسم الجديد لهذا البرنامج، فلكل محبي الجيمينج طبعا البرنامج بيقدمه علي ايضا. خلونا ننتقل لاخبارنا لليوم ونحكي عن اكبر عمليه احتيال في عالم العملات المشفره. ذكرت بولي نتورك المتخصصه في العملات المشفره انه هاكرز سرقوا حوالي 600 مليون دولار، فيما يبدو انه احد اكبر عمليات الاحتيال في تاريخ العملات المشفره. وبحسب بولي نتورك فانه القراصنه استغلوا ثغره امنيه في نظامهم. وفي رساله نشرت على موقع تويتر حثت الشبكة القراصنة على التواصل معها وإعادة الأسيتس أو الأصول المخترقة. وقالت شبكة بولي نتورك في رسالتها للقراصنة إنه المال اللي سرقتموه يمثل أحد أكبر عمليات السرقة في تاريخ التمويل اللامركزي للعملات المشفرة. وأضافت أيضا إنه جهات تطبيق القانون في أي بلد تعتبر ما حدث جريمة اقتصادية كبرى وستتم ملاحقته. والأموال اللي سرقتموها تعود لعشرات الآلاف من أعضاء مجتمع التشفير، وبالتالي فهي طبعا ملك للناس. وأكدت الشبكة إنه في تحقيق أولي وجد أنه أحد المتسللين استغل ثغرة أمنية في مكالمات خاصة بالتعامل على العقود. كما حثت أيضا بولي نتورك العديد من البورصات على حظر إيداعات العملات مباشرة. وقال تقرير صادر عن شركة الأبحاث أنه الخسائر الناجمة عن الاحتيال في قطاع العملات المشفرة بلغت أعلى مستوى لها على الإطلاق عند 474 مليون دولار تقريبا في الأشهر السبعة الأولى من العام الجاري. طبعا يذكر أن الخسائر الناجمة عن الجريمة في سوق العملات المشفرة بشكل عام انخفضت بشكل حاد إلى تقريبا 681 مليون دولار، مقارنة بحوالي 1.9 مليار دولار عام 2020 و 4.5 مليار دولار في عام 2019. ولكن قالت الآن الشركة إنه في شركة طبعا لتحليلات البلوكتشين إنه القراصنة أعادوا 258 مليون دولار من العملات الرقمية المسروقة إلى شبكة بولي نتورك. مثل ما بنعرف إنه صح في كتير ناس عم تستثمر في العملات الرقمية والعملات المشفرة، ولكن هذه هي أحد الأمور اللي شوي لسه مبهمة في الاستثمار في العملات المشفرة، اللي هو موضوع أنه كله إلكتروني، فبالتالي في مجال لا يعني استغلال الثغرات الأمنية وحدث يعني يصير فيه مثل هذه الأمور اللي هي سرقة وغيرها من المنصات. لذلك دائما الواحد لازم يتأكد على الأقل أنه يكون المنصة اللي عم يستثمر فيها هي منصة موثوقة، وأيضا يعني عندهم كل الاعتمادات اللي لازم تكون من الحكومة وغيرها. خلينا ننتقل إلى عالم البث ونحكي عن خدمة ديزني بلس. خدمة ديزني بلس إجت لتنافس العديد من منصات البث منها نتفليكس وغيرها. الآن تمكنت خدمة ديزني بلس لبث المحتوى من تخطي جميع التوقعات في الربع الأخير والوصول إلى 116 مليون مشترك في نهاية شهر يوليو، وذلك بعد إضافة 12.4 مليون مشترك جديد في الربع المالي الثالث لديزني. اللي شاهد مثل ما شفنا نمو بإيراداتها بواقع تقريبا 46% مقارنة مع نفس الفترة إذا بدنا نقارنها بعام 2020. وبيأتي هذا الارتفاع في عدد المشتركين بالرغم من زيادة قيمة الاشتراك بواقع دولار واحد خلال الفترة الماضية، حيث اقتصرت توقعات المحللين على وصول الخدمة إلى 112.8 تقريبا مليون مشترك فقط. الآن استطاعت ديزني بلس الوصول إلى هذه الأرقام رغم عدم طرحها في جميع أنحاء العالم، حيث تم طرحها في نهاية العام في غرب أوروبا، بينما سيتم طرحها في صيف 2022 في شرق أوروبا أيضا، كما أنها لا تعمل في جزء كبير من القارة الآسيوية واللاتينية والأفريقية. ويشار أن وجود مكتبة كبيرة من أفلام ديزني الكلاسيكية والحديثة ساهمت بشكل كبير بقبول كبير بين المستخدمين، كما أن طرحها للأفلام الجديدة والحصرية بشكل مباشر على المنصة ساهم في اشتراك المستخدمين لمتابعة هذه الأفلام بالتزامن مع طرحها في السينما. وهي الميزة اللي بتميز ديزني بلس أكثر من أي المنصات الأخرى، خاصة طبعا أفلام الأبطال الخارقين، مسلسلات حرب النجوم، أفلام رسوم المتحركة، وتحديدا اللي بتكون ثلاثية الأبعاد أيضا اللي عم بتطورها استديوهات بيكسر. بالإضافة إلى الجهة الأخرى أنه استطاعت خدمة هولو لبث المحتوى اللي هي مملوكة لديزني تحقيق أيضا أرباح بعد فترة طويلة جدا، وشهدت نمو أيضا في عدد المستخدمين والإيرادات في الربع المالي الأخير. وفعلا كان في العديد من التساؤلات أيضا حول إذا ما كانت ديزني بلس رح تنافس المنصات اللي موجودة أصلا، وتحديدا أنه رح يكون فيها أفلام ديزني وغيرها، ولكن الأرقام تثبت ذلك. وعندي سؤال لعلي، علي هل أنت مشترك بديزني؟
مشترك مع OSN هم عندهم ديزني بلاس هنا في المنطقة.
حلو.
إيه.
وهل بتتابع فعلًا المنصة؟
أحيانًا يعني على حسب ينزلون مثلًا لوكي، برنامج مسلسل لوكي.
أوكي.
يوم نزلوا شفته طبعًا. مسلسل ذا روك في أو.
أي مسلسل تبع ذا روك؟
أو صح، هذا مو على ديزني بلس بس على OSN.
أوكي.
لخبط بس إيه بس يعني.
شو أكتر فيلم ديزني أنت بتحبه؟
ديزني أيه. والله سول.
صح.
سول.
أنا كنت جاي أحكي يعني أيه. اخترق كل التوقعات، فيلم سول كان رائع جدا، كان ديب يعني عميق عميق، رائع رائع جدا فعلا. أي
نعم.
كان يتوقع شفته أنا 3 مرات ولسه عندي استعداد أرجع أشوفه بصراحة.
3 مرات.
إيه شفته 3 مرات ويعني كنت كل حدا أشوفه، حتى بتذكر حكينا للمشاهدين والمتابعين على سماشي إنه روحوا شوفوه يعني من كتر ما إنه حلو. ولكن تعرف هو من أحد أكبر الميزات بديزني بلس انه بتنزل الافلام بنفس الوقت اللي بتنزل فيه بالسينما. وهذا الشيء اللي بيخلي فعلا انه يعطيها فعلا ميزه، فبالتالي الناس فعلا بتروح وبتشترك بالمنصه لانه كله بينزل اول باول. ولسه الناس اللي عندهم اطفال والعوائل بتوقع أحلى. يعني
احسن لهم
تماما ديزني بلس يعني رح تكون مناسبه جدا جدا لإلهم. خلينا ننتقل لاخر خبر معنا لليوم، نحكي عن ايرادات، ولكن ايرادات شركه اير بي ام بي الامريكيه. اعلنت عن نتائجها للربع الثاني من عام 2021 واللي كانت افضل من توقعات المحللين في وول ستريت. سجلت الارباح خساره بنحو 11 سنتا للسهم، فيما كانت الايرادات 1.34 مليار دولار مقابل 1.26 مليار دولار هي اللي كانوا متوقعينها، بزيادة قدرها 300% تقريبا على أساس سنوي. ولكن الشركة حذرت من التقلبات المتوقعة من متحول دلتا، وقالت انها بتتوقع انه يحقق الربع الثالث اقوى ايرادات ربع سنوية على الاطلاق. هذا وقد انخفض سهم اير بي ام بي في تداولات ما بعد الاغلاق باكثر من 4%. مثل ما بنعرف ايضا انه منصة اير بي ام بي هي المنصة اللي من خلالها ممكن تحجزوا شقق، او يعني حتى بعض الفنادق صاروا يعلنوا عليها، وايضا في الجانب الاخر اللي هو التجارب او الاكسبيرينسز، فكل ما يتعلق في السياحة موجود على منصة اير بي ام بي. وتأثرت بشكل كبير جدا بفترة كورونا وتداعيات كورونا السلبية على الاقتصاد، ومثل ما بنعرف طبعا القطاع السياحة هو من اكثر القطاعات تضررا. وبالحديث عن هذا الموضوع عن قطاع السياحة بعد الفاصل، مقابلتنا مع مارتي من ويلكم تو أبو ظبي في الحديث عن قطاع السياحة في زمن الجائحة. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد. رجعنا لكم من جديد ومعنا ضيفتنا لليوم مارتي تيمز، الشريك الإداري لويلكم تو ذا يو اي. ويلكم مارتي تو ذا شو.
Thank you very much. It's great that you're having me today.
Thank you.
Pleasure to
be.
Would
like to have like a brief about Welcome to the UAE. If you can give us a brief, what do you guys do and what services do you provide?
Definitely. What I would start out with is to tell you a little bit about Welcome to the World. Yeah, so Welcome to the World is really a content-led, video-centric online platform launched as a global travel and tourism resilience initiative. We really support, we aim to support local businesses by driving direct bookings. And we do this by bypassing the commission-driven aggregators that you would usually have, right? So as part of Welcome to the World, I'm responsible for Welcome to the UAE. So I am the franchise operating here locally. And we are, as our partners say, the one-stop shop for travel and tourism, or maybe like the YouTube of travel and tourism, where the traveler can find everything they want to know about a destination in one global platform. So Welcome to the World is already a very proudly UAE-grown business. And as part of that, I'm then responsible here to make sure that I am in touch with all of the key tourism stakeholders and businesses to promote the destination for really for what it is.
That's so. And I'm sure like the past couple of months has been very interesting for you guys, because like tourism, that sector, it was really affected by COVID. So can you tell us more how it affects you guys?
Well, basically, the platform was really born out of the need to spur the global travel and tourism resilience, right, in the wake of the global pandemic. So we are really a business that has been set up and due to the pandemic to support local businesses. So the platform was launched last December with 175 destinations worldwide. So it's really like a multi-city proposition, because for the traveler, what they really want at the moment is to be inspired to travel again. A lot of us are not able to travel at the moment because of the situation. Markets are opening up, they're closing back down. You know, I think we all have seen the Emirates Airlines campaign that was launched about, you know, that those the tourism between UK and UAE is going to be opening up again. So yeah, it's been a very a changing industry, and we are really here to support those businesses to get more direct bookings and to recover from this situation again. So it's
we need it, honestly. And what do you think about now? Everything is kind of like opening up, and as you said, like UK, UAE, and even other countries. So what does that mean for Welcome to the UAE in particular?
Yeah, so Welcome to the UAE, as we mentioned, was launched with the Welcome to the World on the 15th of December last year. Dubai was the launch city. We received a lot of coverage, a lot of international interest, a lot of traction to our platform, thanks to the global launch. We had good PR results. I think also because people are familiar with the Dubai. Dubai is well known for how they promote their tourism and their destination. This in combination with how disruptive our platform is, we are not a commission-driven model. Yeah, we are really here to support all of the different local businesses. So we have now mobilized our local stakeholder base to expand into the capital. Yeah, Abu Dhabi was always there to be launched sooner rather than later. And we're very happy that we have received like anchor support from key tourism operators in the destination, such as the Anantara Sri Banias Islands, but also W Abu Dhabi, Conrad Etihad Towers, Fairmont Bubble Bar, and even also Qasr Al Hazen, which is a national monument experience operated by DCT. So we're very happy with how it is currently going in the destination. We really feel that our partners are looking for alternatives to reach the customer, and we are reaching the customer with high quality video content. I think that if you travel yourself, you might also feel that what really makes your travel to a new destination unique, those are probably, you know, the local flavors, the small family run businesses, the unique experience in the destination. So our platform is available for every tourism-related business in the world to create a free business profile on the platform and co-brand themselves together with the destination. So it's not only for the big chains that you can see everywhere, it's really to give the traveler a unique experience. So get inspired virtually, feel the trust that they need to make the booking. When they're ready to make their booking, we connect them directly to the tourism stakeholder locally, sort of supporting local businesses.
And that's a good marketing for them as well.
Yes, exactly. So it's a great tool. So our platform, as I mentioned, it's a free platform for every business. Of course, we have a business model. Yeah. So for those businesses that want to be supported in their marketing through us, so on our platform, They can then choose to sign up for a fixed yearly membership fee. Okay. For which we do marketing services, and then we promote them in a different way, and we create more content for them, and we really push them forward towards our travelers.
And how did the launch go, especially that you launched during like the pandemic? People are scared, and you went in for the tourism sector. So how did it go?
We like to say that we launched when it's needed most. Yeah, and the fact that our platform has a very disruptive nature. We are not charging commissions like most of the other online aggregators do. And again, we are the only video platform in the world that is solely for travel and tourism that does not charge commission to the businesses. So with this disruptive nature and also Dubai's reputation for, you know, spearheading tourism promotion, I think that really gave us the traction that we needed. As I mentioned, Welcome to the World, it's a scale-up model, a franchise model, right? So this year alone, next to myself, who is responsible for the UAE and a team that is responsible for the Netherlands, there will be 7 more franchises.
Wow.
So they're currently speaking to open up. I think that the next on the list are France, Spain, Mexico, Greece, and then three additional ones. So with all of these franchises opening up, we are all feeding into the same platform, and we can really benefit of the cross-marketing of the destinations. Yeah, when you travel one place, you're not done traveling, right? You're going 100%. To go to the next one. Yeah, and you want to really explore and create your itinerary or create your bucket list. So these are all things that our travel members can do when they sign up on our platform for free. Yeah, and then the rich video content really gives them a compelling virtual introduction into the destination. So yes, the most difficult time to start, but also the most necessary for the industry. And I think that if you look at the anchor support that we've gotten, you know, the names that we've gotten on board, the types of businesses that are already on our platform as paying users for us, gives us a lot of trust, yeah. A lot of confidence that we're in the right direction.
And why did you decide to launch in Abu Dhabi? What do you expect to see there? Tell us more about this move.
Yeah, so Abu Dhabi, as I said, it's the capital of the UAE. It's really entangled with the destination. It was a must-go move for us. If you look at Abu Dhabi in general, there are lots of massive reoccurring yearly events like UFC and Formula One, yes, that Abu Dhabi is well known for. Yeah, but on the other hand, if you look like other destinations in the world or even Dubai, I think that Abu Dhabi is maybe not as well known to the international traveler for its diverse offering. So if you look at Abu Dhabi by itself this year, you will see initiatives like Tourism 365 that recently has been launched, but also Experience Hub. And similar to those particular initiatives, we feel like we can really contributes to the positive international and global awareness for Abu Dhabi as a destination and drive direct bookings to those businesses that really need the support.
Amazing. And as a customer, why would the customer come to your platform instead of the other platforms that has been there for years, for instance?
Yeah. So first of all, what I love about my destination, yeah, are the unique things that make my life happy and easy. Yeah, so the fact that there's a salon on every corner of the street, the fact that there are so many different types of restaurants in all of these different price ranges and categories. If we don't support the local businesses around us, the smaller standalone businesses are going to fold due to the aftermaths of the pandemic. So I think that a lot of travelers would like to support local businesses if it was made easy to them. So first of all, we're making it easy for them to support local businesses. We are connecting them directly to those businesses simply by clicking on that book direct button or call us or more information button. Yeah, and keeping all of the revenue and the data exactly where it's supposed to be with the key tourism stakeholders. Yeah, we're the connection. We're just making the connection. Then when they book directly at the source through our platform, you will see when you create your travel member profile, which is also for free, yeah, you will see promo codes. So if you book directly at the source through our platform and mention our promo code or fill it in online, then you will see that, for instance, at some of our hotel partners, you'll get an automatic upgrade to the next room category for free, or you will get your breakfast included, or you
and
will
see some cashback benefits as well.
Yes, yes. And Abu Dhabi, they're very big on the cashbacks benefits. Yeah. So for instance, at our partners, you will receive cashback in for activities, the F&B outlets or the spas. At some of our standalone restaurants, you will receive a free welcome drink or perhaps free desserts. So throughout the destination, you will be able to unlock welcoming benefits. And with the growth of the platform, you can do this internationally as well. So who doesn't love being pampered, right? And especially if it's for free.
Exactly. And especially, like, as you said, supporting local businesses. Maybe when we travel, we struggle to find them. We go to Google, we start searching and everything.
Yes.
But having it all in one place is really, really good.
Yes. And that is also the why me personally loved to become on board as the UAE franchise, because one of my last trips that I organized for myself prior to COVID was a family trip for a wedding to Australia. Mm. I had never been there before, traveling with two young kids. I had to go to like five different websites to find out what was suitable for my family. And, you know, before I loved to explore all of these different websites. Now it's all about convenience,
yeah,
and clarity, because it's not only me that I have to cater for. If it's only me, you know, today didn't work out, tomorrow will be better.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. So, yeah, it's really the one-stop shop. And, yeah, that's definitely a benefit.
Interesting. And working in the tourism industry, what are your predictions for the coming 3 years, let's see. Is there hope everything is going to go back to normal?
Is there hope? Yes, let's hope there's hope, right? I've been asked this question quite a few times. It's a very difficult question. I think that prior to our launch in December 2020, everybody was ready to forget 2020. Yeah, we're going to start 2021 fresh. COVID is behind us. But then you see new lockdowns, new restrictions, when one door opens, the other one closes, and so forth and so on. So I think that's what can I predict for the coming years? I think it's going to be more resilience. Yeah, it will show that we have to remain flexible to ever-changing situations. I think what the nice thing is about our platform is that local businesses can also benefit from the residents. It doesn't have to only be from the traveler, even though that is, of course, the greater goal and the greater good through our platform. But there are ways that we can create conversion for them from the start. We feel that there is a lot of good coming out of the destination. There's a lot to showcase on our platform. With the traction that we have received following the launch, we have not only got the interest of investors, but also of key stakeholders here in the destination, which we are hoping to be able to announce a little bit more on very soon. But this strategic partnership will also definitely help us drive forward and really promoting the UAE to a worldwide audience. I'm super excited about the franchises that are opening up, because I'm going to be able to intercept their traveler and redirect them to the UAE. It's already a very popular destination on the platform. So yeah, it's not behind us, but there are opportunities and there are definitely ways forward to make this industry the best industry again.
Exactly, yeah. We're looking forward for that. And best of luck. Thank you so much, Marty, managing partner for Welcome to the UAE.
Thank you very much for the interview. It was very lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much. هاي كانت مقابلتنا لليوم. أنا بشوفكم بكرة بنفس الموعد. نهاركم سعيد جميعاً.